Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we have got a great show for you today. I am so thrilled to be joining all of you. You know, life really is a journey, but I have to tell you, I have heard that expression many, many, many times, and not really got a great sense of what that means. And so what is the journey that we are embarking on in this lifetime, in past lives, in future lives, whatever that is? And one of the things I know is that my guest today is someone that has taken a message of the soul's purpose and soul's journey across the globe. And so I am looking forward to a phenomenal time with my very special guest, Jennifer Longmore. Today, the show is powerfully shifting from knowing your purpose to living it. And this is thanks to North America's soul purpose expert, Jennifer Longmore. Now, many of you know of Jennifer from her incredible show, which you'll hear about today. But she's joining us here as someone that has been working with people around the globe. She has conducted over 20,000 soul purpose sessions and healings. 20,000, everybody. Think about that. So if you don't think that she's moving some stuff, wait till you hear this show. As a result of all of this, she gets to speak about the Akashic Records, which we'll talk about today. She is an international healer, a speaker, a guest expert, founder of the Soul Journey School for Spiritual Studies, and she has awakened thousands of people. Today's show is about getting ready to break through to the next level of your soul's journey. This is what Jennifer does, and today you get to understand, be, and do with us this thing we call powerfully shifting from knowing your purpose to living it. So get ready. Fasten your seatbelt or not. I skydive, so no seatbelt there. And get ready for a phenomenal show. Jennifer, great to have you on.
Thank you so much. Can you introduce me like that every day?
All right, anytime. Are you ready to get out of that plane and jump with me? You know, what's funny about the plane thing, when you go up and you skydive, right, the guys tell you mostly, and I've only done it with men, the men tell you, we're going to count to three. We're going to go ready, one, set, two, three, and we're going to go. None of them go to three. They say ready, which is one, and they get you out of that plane. So it's kind of like a little setup, so you can't change your mind. They know if you actually get to three, there are some people that would have such a death grip on the door, they'd never get out. And so I want to ask you about that in terms of shifting. You know, sometimes we have this death grip on this idea of not knowing or being the pain of searching for a purpose.
It does create a lot of pain for people, and actually, once people know their purpose, I've seen dramatic shifts in their health, in their mood, in their esteem, and so on, because what happens is we invest an awful lot of energy, conscious energy, unconscious energy, in searching, and searching puts us in the future, and the future is the unknown, and the unknown makes us nervous and creates anxiety, and then the anxiety builds and builds and builds, and then we get gripped by fear. So when we can shift from searching for our purpose into being our purpose, we get all of that energy expenditure back, and we get to actually reinvest it into being who we really are. It's a really, really powerful shift. And so many folks think that their purpose is a destination. And I know you can say this, Pat, and I can say this, and probably lots of folks listening today, that just when you think you've reached that destination that your ego was so attached to, all of a sudden your purpose opens up again and expands into something different.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, that is the moment, and I would love for you to talk about this, Jennifer, because, you know, that is the moment. For me in my life, those have been some of the most incredible moments of courage. Because it's hard to get, you know, to kind of get a grip on the fact that you've laid this plan out, this is what you thought you're going to do, and then all of a sudden the divine, the universe, whatever that is, has a different plan. Mm-hmm. What is it that we can say to folks that they should be aware of in those pivotal moments, right?
Mm-hmm. Every time we up-level, we're going to feel uncomfortable because we're leaving our comfort zone. If you can imagine metaphorically, we sink into that lazy boy chair and we have our, you know, special coffee table with our favorite drink and we, you know, if you can imagine whatever your comfort zone is, all of a sudden, that chair, if we sit in it for too long, actually becomes uncomfortable.
It does.
And sometimes we can actually be uncomfortable in our comfort zone, but our desire to be uncomfortable in our comfort zone is more desirable than shifting into a new comfort zone.
Yeah, and you know, this is so interesting. We're talking about this and using this metaphor because I was doing this last night. You know, I have a reading chair that I absolutely love, and it's my comfort zone, right? Yeah, I got this reading chair. May not be the most comfortable chair, but it's the chair I know, right? So I'm in this chair last night, and you could tell that for whatever reason, it's exactly like you said. I've grown a little bit uncomfortable in it. So you can actually wiggle around. So because it's got a little squeak in it, I was saying to myself, what is that noise? Well, that noise was me wiggling around in my comfort chair.
Absolutely. And so many of us, so what happens is whenever we stay in any place too long, we actually will become uncomfortable. So the goal is to actually continue to stretch ourselves. It doesn't have to be big, you know, momentous things in our life. As long as we continue to stretch ourselves and keep being in the energy of curiosity and awe and wonder, what's next? What else is possible for me? I wonder what the universe has in store for me today. I wonder how my day is going to unfold. And when we treat life like an adventure and a journey, then that's when the magic happens. And then there's no fear because we're choosing to embrace the possibility and choosing to embrace the adventure rather than already concluding that everything that lies ahead of us is going to be scary and uncomfortable and painful and detrimental and perhaps dangerous, which is a lot of where our brain goes. We're conditioned to assume that our future is full of fear and danger, but it's actually not. So no wonder people want to just stay put and go in circles rather than moving forward.
Jennifer, I've been wanting to ask you this question. I know that you and I have been on air before, and you have a fabulous radio show, which we'll talk about. But I wanted to ask you this question about letting go of that which you now call, that thing that you call your present, or even, that thing that you call your present, or that thing that you call your future. You see what I'm trying to say? And it's kind of like, whether it be relationships, whether it be a job, whether it be this, whether it be that, right? There is a letting go process. How do we interpret that so that we can move ahead fearlessly, I guess?
We're meant to be light. The more we're light bodies, right? We're light beings. And the more we take on burden and heaviness, the less light we feel. So it's really less about letting go of the beauty of who we are. It's more about letting go of the illusions of who we're not. And that's really part of our journey of becoming and being on this planet. But all of it, we all have the same purpose, by the way. Each of us expresses it differently, but our purpose ultimately is to have a blast learning how and remembering how to be an infinite being of light in a finite vessel and how to be able to manifest through this vehicle, because we are masters at manifesting when we're not in a body. When we're anywhere else in any other dimension as an infinite being of light, we can create in a nanosecond. And the reason why we chose to come here is because we're learning how to embody the infinite being and how to bring creation through us and create all kinds of amazing things. We're meant to be light and fluid and flowing, and we're not limited by that which we take on. But a lot of why we don't move forward is because of actually how we tend to other people. We assume, we make assumptions about how it's going to affect other people and then how we're going to respond. So, for example, we're afraid of making other people feel smaller when we're in our power, so we dull ourselves down because we don't want to hurt them, and we also perhaps don't want to deal with the perceived consequences of being perceived as too big for our bridges.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? That's something about you. Now you hit a button with me. Because growing up with my stepmom, who was from the South, you know, she would say, you are too big, you girls are getting too big for your britches.
Mm-hmm.
And we never really understood what that meant until I gained 10 pounds and, you know,
I
realized I had to get new panties. But this is really is it that the ego is trying to lead the way rather than the heart? What is the connection for people?
It's a lot of different things. The truth is that we're all one. And mm-hmm. part of our journey here is to remember that we're all one. So to mm-hmm. release any illusions of separation from ourselves, from source, from others, from animals, from whatever, to remember that we're all one, we're all from the same source. So we are fed a whole bunch of illusions, which are wonderful gifts that help us create the experiences that we create, so that through the mastery of remembering who we really are, you know, we wouldn't be able to get to the same journey sometimes without that. But what I've learned, and part of why I wanted to talk about this with you and everyone listening today, is, and you mentioned, I've done over 20,000 sessions, if you can believe it. It's pretty incredible. And I would have people coming to me again and again for Akashic readings asking me, and these were clients that I've had a really good relationship with, and they would ask me over and over, what's my purpose? Well, they already know what their purpose is. They've been told several times. So it can't be that they need to know what their purpose is or where they need to focus their energy. What they're really asking, the question behind the question, is how can I live my purpose? How can I give myself permission to live my purpose? How can I live my purpose without leaving my tribe behind? How can I live my purpose without being attacked for being who I am and shining my light? And there's all these reasons why we don't move forward. So it's one thing to know it, but if we're on a diet and someone says, hey, you know, do this and this and eat this and go to bed at this time and you'll lose 20 pounds, just having the information isn't going to allow us to lose weight. We actually have to implement what we've been given. It's the same thing with our purpose. If we know it, well, that's great. We can look at it and admire it and frame it and go, here's my purpose. Look at this. You know, but to actually move it forward into reality and to embody it is a whole other journey.
And that's what we're going to talk about today in today's show. I want to just tell everybody, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. If you've missed any part of this, you are going to want to go back and listen to what my very special guest, Jennifer Longmore, has just shared. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do we take this action? You know, how do we heal the mind, the body, the spirit? And how does Jennifer do this through the Akashic Records? We have so much to talk about because this is a time to launch that thing that you've been so longing to do. It's a time to move forward. And how do you do that? Let go of the past, however painful that might be, and say yes to a joyful unfolding. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Jennifer Longmore, my very special guest, North America's sole purpose expert. And as she said, over 20,000 sole purpose sessions. So you all are getting a very, very, very cool treat today to have one of the, you know, premier experts in this field talking about the work that she does, but more importantly, talking about what is ours to do. And this is the gift that she shares. If you want to find out more about Jennifer, and also we have a free soul acceleration system on her website, I encourage you to go take a visit, www.souljourneys.ca. souljourneys.ca, and we'll give you that information throughout the show today. Jennifer, it's so cool to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
I'm so excited to be with you, and you just crack me up.
I'm
so excited to be your very special guest.
You are my very special guest. It's very cool. I was so looking forward to today's shows. You know, let's talk about some stuff here, and let's really talk about it in terms of, you know, jumping. Mm-hmm. And I mean jumping in, whether it's jumping in the deep end of the pool or jumping from a plane, all of us, and believe me, I have experienced this, all of us get this start and stutter kind of reaction in life.
Mm.
You know, I've had some very big ideas, and there have been points in time where I've stuttered, fluttered, and not really understood it. But you and I were using this metaphor of jumping from the airplane before.
Uh-huh.
There is no starting and stuttering. Once you jump out that plane, you are on your way. Why can't we approach our purpose that way?
Would you like me to share my story about skydiving?
Yes, please.
Actually, I know just based on what you've shared with me, and I have an intuitive sense that there's a lot of folks listening today that can appreciate what I'm about to share. So, several years ago, I wanted to go skydiving. And as I'm sure you well know, that people say yes, and then they kind of go, holy cow, I don't know if I want to do this. So people kept backing out, and I kept rebooking this group skydiving thing, and people kept backing out. And then one night, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was actually on the edge. It was real time. I had actually bilocated to the plane. I could feel the temperature. I could feel the wind on my face. I could see the clouds. I could see the blue. I could feel the person behind me. And we jumped. And it was as real could be. And after that, I no longer craved going skydiving. So I've spent a lot of time bilocating over the years because, let's face it, we can't always be where we want to be. So we can energetically, you know, place ourselves in situations and still experience it. How it relates to sort of the mindset that we need to manage around purpose is that when we really get into the feeling of anything that we want to experience or create or release, once we really, really embrace that feeling as though it's really happening, the body recognizes that vibration as truth, and it familiarizes itself with the vibration so that once we're familiar with energy, we actually let it in. If we recognize an energy as a stranger, we tend to keep it at bay, because if you look at all the things we've been conditioned to believe about strange energy or strange people, right?
Right,
once
right.
Once we're familiar with a frequency or a vibration, we embody it and we invite it in, and it's through that process. The more we can let in, the more we can let in experiences and opportunities and abundance and love and so on, the more we thrive on this planet.
This is really a conversation I want to continue with you about this idea of vibration and how to tap into the vibration we want. Jennifer, mm-hmm. if we are unfamiliar with a vibration that we want in terms of feeling it, how do we raise ourselves or raise that vibration to the level we want it to be? Because it's exactly like you said. I mean, we're really accustomed to some vibrations that actually don't serve us. And we long for this other thing, right? You
Absolutely.
Know, it's kind of like you jump out of the airplane, as you and I were talking about, and then once you see the ground, at least my experience, you're in Hawaii. But sometimes what happens is, you know, metaphorically, you jump out of the plane, and when the clouds clear and you look down, you are not seeing Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably seeing some, you know, high-tipped cold mountain by which you have no gear. You're free. You know what I'm saying? And then you wonder, how did I get here?
I love that question, and I'd actually really like to give an example first so people can really understand what I'm talking about here with the vibration.
Yes.
So let's take the vibration of love. We can intellectualize what universal love must be based on what we read and meditations we do, and we maybe get glimpses of it. We can, you know, have all kinds of people tell us what universal love is, or divine love and unconditional love. But the truth is that none of us as humans have been raised in pure, complete, uninterrupted, unconditional love throughout our lifetime. Because here's what happens. We get inside of our mommy's womb, and whatever energy is going on for her is being fed through to us through the umbilical cord. So if she's afraid, we're digesting her fear. If she is upset, we're digesting that. And then all of the other energy that's around her. So if there's a lot of conflict when you're in your mom's womb, then you're picking that up in the environment, because we're very sensitive. We're pulling in the vibration and growing from that vibration. And so this goes on for 9 months, and then we come out, and of course a lot of us don't want to be here because we're like, why did I choose this experience? Why am I on this planet? Or what are these bright lights? Or get your hands off my head? Or what are those medical things that you're poking me with? Just let me acclimate. But we learn that love is violence, or we learn that love is anger, or we learn that love is abandonment or whatever. And it's not because it's said to us, it's because it's vibrational. So what happens is we all as human beings want to be loved, accepted, and respected. We all have that in common. So we want more love, and we will do a variety of things to seek it out. And let's take romantic love, for example. We want to be in partnership a lot of times, and we're wanting to be loved, And we have an idea of what unconditional love should be, but because our programming and our vibration says that love is violence, we actually are attracted to partners that are going to be violent with us.
Oh.
Because we've learned that love is violence. And I know it doesn't make sense to the human brain, to our conscious brain, but that's what happens vibrationally. So one of the things that we need to do is ask to be aligned with the divine truth of love, or the divine truth of abundance, or the divine truth of joy. Because our human programming is going to oftentimes tell us a very different story than universal truth.
So if the experience of, let's just talk about this, about the experience of my mom. If the experience in the womb or the experience coming out and whatever was this being around an energy that was emotionally unavailable to love, let's just mm-hmm. say that.
Yeah.
Because that happens, right? You mm-hmm. know, sometimes moms are like thinking, really? Did I really get pregnant here?
Mm-hmm.
And the energy is about becoming unavailable. For the child.
Yeah.
How does that manifest in our lives? Let's talk about that when we come back from break. How do things like emotional feelings from our parents, our mom, how does that manifest in our true behavior, Jennifer? And then how does that affect how we heal the mind, body, and spirit? Jennifer Longmore is in the house, everyone. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, if you've ever had any experiences with relationships or jobs and are wondering, why am I attracting that? We'll cover that when we come back. We'll be right back with the show.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and earth.com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show on your new day and time, Thursdays starting June 19th from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 to 12 Eastern, for exciting and lively interviews with Dr. Pat Basile on the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, you can go check us out at drpatlive.com. Jennifer Longmore is my guest today. Her website is souljourneys.ca. Jennifer, why don't you take a moment to tell people about your radio show before we dive right in to emotionally unavailable folks?
I'd love to. So I host Soul Purpose Central every Tuesday at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And most times I have guests because I feel that people, it serves us when we're introduced to different perspectives and different ways that people have aligned to their purpose, because we all, by the way, have that story. We all have the pre-living my purpose and post-living my purpose story, and those moments that allowed us to align to our purpose. I feel that's really helpful for us to hear those stories, because we can learn so much about ourselves through hearing other people's stories. So I have different experts that come on and share, you know, ways that they can support people in living more fully in their purpose. It's really a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, I love the same. I love to chat with folks, and just like you and I today are talking about so many things. Our soul's purpose and, you know, moving ahead, you know, raising the bar, raising the vibration, whatever, you know, folks are talking about here today. But yet at the same time, we bump into, as I said before, either people that are not there to support us, or this thing we were talking about before the break. And that is, you know, a whole range of emotionally unavailable people.
Yeah.
And let's talk about that and how that affects our soul's purpose.
Mm-hmm. So before the break, I was sharing about love, for example, because it's an easily relatable topic. And we've been conditioned to believe that love is a certain way, even though our soul remembers love to be another way. So we're kind of in this limbo place all the time. And really, it's just constantly asking the universe, asking source, spirit, whoever you work with, to align me to the divine truth of. And once your energy field recognizes what divine love or universal love, conditional love feels like, and it can invite it in as a friend rather than a stranger, the more we acclimate to it and recognize it and enjoy the way we feel in it, we keep calling in more of that rather than that which we don't want. But the reality is, most of us have, you know, for those of us that don't understand love, we will make ourselves emotionally unavailable because we've learned that love is pain. And love hurts because it's abandoning and rejecting and so on. And at the core of who we all are, I've learned this truly from all the different folks I've talked to over the years, regardless of their background and socioeconomic status and so on, that at the core of who we are, we all want to be loved, accepted, and respected. And we all fear abandonment and rejection. So we either live from the place of avoiding more of abandonment and rejection, or we live from the place of not wanting to lose love, acceptance, and respect. So when we're in that protection of, I don't want to lose this, or I don't want to create more of this, we're in that lack energy, we make ourselves unavailable because we're misdirecting the focus of our energy. When we start living from the place of, First of all, I'm good enough as I am. I'm an interconnected being. I am loved, accepted, and respected. Of course I am. It's my divine birthright. It allows us to invite more in, so we don't even have to seek it out or attract it. It just is. But the more we're in love and acceptance and respect for ourselves and for other people and really striving to be in that oneness, we will meet people that are a vibrational match for that. And then that helps us live our purpose. I was sharing that with you between the break that a lot of the reason actually why people don't shift from knowing their purpose to living their purpose is because they don't feel loved and supported either by the universe, by themselves, by their friends and family, or whatever else may be at play in their life. So that's a huge part because it's hard to, a lot of us feel that our purpose is this big thing and it's a big burden and oh my goodness, how am I ever going to do this? And when we come from it at that place, we won't move forward unless we feel loved and supported.
And, you know, this is so interesting because let's take this to, manifestation and the whole idea of attracting things to us. Certainly the law of attraction in the whole movie, The Secret, gave people one perspective on, you know, the power of manifestation. But many people will say that it really didn't give people the tools. It really didn't talk about what you're talking about today. So does what you've just said apply to other things in our lives that we manifest, especially money? I mean, money seems to be up for a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm. I love how you asked that, and I never actually read The Secret or watched The Secret. I was actually teaching Power of Intention at the time that came out, and I just didn't really feel called to it, and obviously vibrationally I wasn't feeling it. It didn't feel like my truth.
Right.
And I'm sure it served, right? It was a huge gateway for a lot of people that were, you know, going through life kind of unconscious or semi-conscious. But getting back to what you were talking about present and future, there is no such thing as time. There's just no such thing as time. We're the only planet in this whole galaxy, this whole universe and beyond that measures time. And time, you know, one of our greatest fears is running out of time or not having enough time. We all hear people talking about that, and we've perhaps even said it ourselves. We're racing against some clock that we don't even know exists. Because we're, again, in the destination rather than the journey. But because there's no such thing as time, except in this three-dimensional reality, and yes, we need to pay attention to it when it comes to 3D functions, but because there's no such thing as time and everything's vibration, we can call something to us in a nanosecond, or we can wait 25 years before we invite it in, and it's all to do with our vibration and making sure that we're a vibrational match to that which we want to call to ourselves.
When we look at our lives and we look at, you know, this thing that we call Earth and this body that we call human and the day-to-day things that we do, many folks have said, Jennifer, that this is really a time for mind, body, and spirit. And certainly the body thing, people are really getting all up in their face. I mean, our pop culture right now, it's just all about the body. Whether it's you got too much, too little, need more, pull this tighter, do this, don't, go to the gym. I mean, there we go. We're starting to get some information about the mind. But it's almost as if, for me at least, in my journey thus far, what I believe to be one of the most important aspects is, you know, the spirit. We certainly, I don't believe, are getting a real grip on it, except through the work that you do. And I want to talk about this because am I off track here? You know, I seem to do this dance between body, mind, and spirit. And boy, I'd like to all get them working together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you make like this delicious cupcake or something.
Well, they all are. They're all one. They're all one. Our body is consciousness. It has its own consciousness. And our mind has its own consciousness. And our spirit has its own consciousness. And they all come from the same source. But as long as we believe that we're separate from those things and we compartmentalize, we're very good at compartmentalizing as humans. And we're very good. We get our Label Maker 3000 out. Do you remember that from the 80s? The Label Maker 3000?
Yeah.
We want to label everything. We want to define everything. And so much of our struggle comes from living in the definition rather than living in the possibility and living in the question. So are, you know, isn't it wonderful? Like, for example, you know this because we've talked outside of your show
Yes,
I do spiritual work, and I've always done that, and there's tons of journeys I've taken through the records, my own journeys with people, etc. And my purpose shifted. A few years ago, I was being asked to teach other healers and other quote-unquote woo-woo people, those people that are on the cusp, and sound healers and astrologers and, you know, all these people that are on the fringe of society. They were coming to me and asking me how to create a successful business. And the thing I love about the business coaching is that I get to really celebrate my mind, because I chose my mind for a reason. And I love being a visionary and thinking and processing and strategizing. I love that stuff. It just gets me all jazzed up. And I love all the right brain energy channeling and all that sort of thing that happens in our right brain. And isn't it wonderful that I can be in the most exalted aspect of my left brain and the most exalted aspect of my right brain and work together with them so that they're balanced and they're in harmony? And it's through the merging of those two hemispheres that actually I'm thriving in a way that wasn't happening when I was compartmentalizing and being predominantly in one or the other.
One of the things I love, I can just listen to you. It's just incredible. I learned so much about what you've said yes to, how that looks for people listening to the show. And part of this is getting to that divine yes in life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of times, at least for me, Jennifer, you know, early on in my life, you know, I always tried to get to yes by doing and doing and doing and doing more.
Uh-huh.
And when we come back from break, I want to talk to you about how to tap in. How do we access, you know, the power of the energy that is all around us anyway?
Uh-huh.
What is it that we can share with our listeners, you know, to accelerate our movement, our soul's movement, whatever that looks like today? Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with Jennifer Longmore right here on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Jennifer Longmore and I are just, you know, you're just getting a little bit of information about who she is and what she does. And I want to make sure that you go to her website, souljourneys.ca. But also, you know, folks would want to get in touch with you for a session or for training. Jennifer, can you tell folks the best way to do that?
Absolutely. If you visit souljourneys.ca, and there's a contact us page, you can go on there and one of my team members will explore with you how to make that happen. I actually just want to mention that, if you don't mind, that this week I actually officially launched my Akashic Records self-study program. And I've got it at a very special rate. And that is I've taught a level 1, 2, and 3 class for Akashic Records for years. And then my schedule just doesn't allow me to kind of be all over the place, and as much as I would love to travel, I figured out a way to help people learn how to access their own record. And that is way deeper than we're going today, of course, but way deeper than I even teach in level one. So if people are feeling inclined to want the answers, which you and I were kind of just talking about, it's almost like you're getting your PhD in metaphysics when you go into the records, because there's just an infinite well of information to ask, whether it's about yourself or about the universe or about different classrooms, so to speak, in the universe that you want to go and study from. It's all available in your records. It's really the gift that keeps on giving. So that's available this week for a very special rate. So you'll definitely want to go and check that out. But or people can email clientcare@souljourneys.ca, and that'll go right through to my client care team, and they'll be more than happy to explore questions around training or sessions with me.
Well, let's tell folks a bit about what the Akashic Records are.
Mm-hmm. So the Akashic Records are a cosmic library or universal library of information about your soul. We each have a sacred document, if you can visualize in your mind, that metaphorically it looks like this beautiful, beautiful journal, the most sacred journal you could ever imagine, with a beautiful padlock, and it's shimmery, and there's tons of information in there. In fact, all of the information about your soul from past, present, and future, so to speak. And it's a tool that we are gifted with to help us learn things like, what's our purpose? What are our gifts and talents? Why did I choose this body? What am I here to master? What have I done in the past? What's my past relationship with this person? How can I heal it? There's just any information you could possibly imagine is stored in there. And how wonderful that we can access this tool whenever we feel drawn to help us live the most joyous path rather than the least joyous path. So why would we choose to keep kind of stumbling through life without clarity when we can access this divine tool?
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
The stumbling thing.
Yeah. So many people will choose that. In fact, and it kind of relates to what we wanted to talk about today, mm-hmm. and I mentioned it before, that a lot of times we choose the good enough path, mm-hmm. because we're kind of more than half happy with our life, but we're not too happy that we become a target of other people's resentment, jealousy, whatever. And so we'll choose the 75% path. And the records really help us to choose the most joyous path and learn how to do that in a way that serves everyone, and most importantly, ourselves, because no one else is served when we're not fully served.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, too, because I think this is, a great conversation to have. You know, I was sharing with you a story of a friend of mine that's going on a cruise this weekend, and I was so curious that I asked a question about, you know, basically, what do you hope to achieve? What are you looking for? What are the results? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are many, many answers to the question of why, you know, we participate in knowledge, learning, and things that will help us get to the next level. And this is what I said before the break. I would love for you to share with our listeners today, you know, what theirs is to do to raise their vibration, other than, as I said before, work with you and really get some knowledge and wisdom around this. Because it seems like we're chasing our tail. I had a collie, and he would chase his tail all the time.
And I don't think people want to do that, Jennifer. I don't think they want to do that anymore.
Yeah, and I think people are looking for the big, and this is the angels to come out. And what I'm about to say is really just very simple. And I'm going to actually challenge all of you, because you were mentioning, you know, when we were talking on the break, why people were going on this cruise.
Yep.
So I'm actually going to invite people to shift from focusing on what's wrong with them to focusing on what's right with them. There's way too much energy spent on fixing ourselves, and that's not why we're here. That's going to be a never-ending journey.
Yeah.
Because you'll never be perfect enough in your mind in that kind of conditioning. When we start focusing on what's right with us, our energy raises. We feel lighter. And then the lighter we feel, the more we attract to us. That's really the quickest way. And that can be things like writing in a journal and literally celebrating what's right with me today. What do I love about myself? What makes me a great person? What am I really gifted at? And then the quickest way to just stay in that energy of being in a higher vibration is being in the energy of gratitude and appreciation for everything we create. Even the things we've attracted to ourselves that, you know, maybe didn't seem so pleasant at the time, because they helped us grow just as much as, you know, the quote-unquote positive experiences. The gratitude, appreciation, and focusing on what's right with us are really simple and yet profound ways for us to raise our vibration in a very exponential way, not just in a, you know, smidge. This is powerful stuff.
Jennifer, we are so grateful, all of us, for you, your message, and your work. Because one of the things I think that, you know, the people that are listening to the show live and those that are going to listen to it once, you know, it gets uploaded or so forth, I mean, and there are tens of thousands of those people. One of the things that I so appreciate about you is your courage. Because when you say yes to taking out a message like you're taking out and doing a radio show like you do, there are people, as you said, that would look at your work and what you're doing and really not give it what it deserves. But you have stepped out because this is really something that's important to you. I would love to close today with a personal message from you around the folks that are listening to how they can be more in that state of courage and follow, I guess, their heart, because that's kind of where I am right now. I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
Oh, I love how you shared that. And I actually don't feel courageous. Mm. One of the things I will share is that I need to just focus on being myself and being my message. And I'm not expecting my message to resonate with anyone. I'm not expecting it to resonate with everyone. I'm just being my message, and whoever wants to participate in it because it resonates is fantastic. So I'm not in a people-pleasing energy. I'm just being myself. And that has allowed me to meet so many other people that are in their power and in their greatness, because I'm just choosing to do the same. But it just feels like it is what it is. You know, and when we release attachments to what other people think, there's a lot of freedom in that, and that's when things are really going to accelerate in your life.
I love it. Jennifer, thank you for joining us. Jennifer Longmore, everyone, let's take a moment to make sure they have your website and other information, and especially, you know, this upcoming class that you're teaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. It's been such a joy to be here. You can visit www.souljourneys.ca and learn more about all the different juicy things we have going on here, and looking forward to staying in touch with everyone.
Oh, Jennifer, I love you. This was a fabulous show. Thank you so much for joining me here today. We're going to have to do this again soon, don't you think?
Absolutely, and I love you too. Big
all right.
Hugs.
All right, I learned a lot from this. Boy, am I creating my day differently today, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information, if you have missed any part of this, this is a show you're going to want to listen to. Go to drpatlive.com. And remember, check out Jennifer's show, check out the work she's doing. Go to souljourneys.ca. Remember, when you step out today, some of the things that Jennifer Longmore has said, you know, there is nothing wrong with you. And all it is let's focus on the many, many blessings that we call you. All right, we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.